spending cuts being made across the board by Washington will reduce cancer research at Roswell Park Cancer Institute alone by $6 million. The Helpman Woodward Medical Research Institute and the University at Buffalo will also get less funding. UB Senior Associate Dean for Clinical and Translational Research, Timothy Murphy, says the budget cuts will have a wide-ranging effect.
And one of the very important effects is on the future of our ability to train the next generation of researchers. If we lose several years of training people because they choose not to go into the field because of these devastating budget cuts and the absence of funding to sustain their careers, we're going to lose an infrastructure that will take a long time to recover from.
Murphy says there will also be less money to recruit and hire scientists for the medical campus. Roswell Park Cancer Institute President and CEO Dr. Donald Trump points out research has had a positive effect locally.
The scientists at Roswell Park in the last 10 years have spun off 8 small companies. Those companies are doing work parallel to what is going on in the labs at Roswell Park, and that growth can't be underestimated and ignored either.
Representative Brian Higgins says a whole new economy's grown up in Buffalo out of the life sciences. But Higgins says, first and foremost, medical research saves lives. And he says Congress has failed the American public by allowing the cuts to take effect. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.